开始就要问你们一个问题
What is in a name？
这名字代表什么
？What is contained in a name？
任何一个名字内容，它的解释是怎么样
？What do we know about something or someone by simply knowing their name？
我们有的时候就知道一个名字，我们会了解他的性格吗？
Take my name, for example.
好像我的名字。
Good.
好。
Having the last name of Good could be seen as implying something about my character.
有的时候人家说叫我好，可能是代表我的人格。
And I think that's what's behind the countless number of times I've been asked, Are you good?
很多人问你，你到底好不好？
And I say, well, it depends on the day.
可能哪一天不好 ，I don't know
Names have been full of power and significance
这个
for
名字是
centuries.
看能力、看到权柄、看到智慧。
In the Old Testament times, children were named at the moment of their birth.
在旧约时代，孩子出生的时候就有一个名字。
And parents seldom discussed possible names before they were born.
在出生之前，父母亲就商量他们名字要叫什么呢？
And that's because names were thought to reveal the true character, the personality, and even the destiny of a child.
因为这个名字呢，代表这个孩子以后的生命，也代表他以后的前途。
Events that occurred during labor and delivery were especially significant.
所以他们在出生的这段时间呢，是非常重要的。
So, in the book of Genesis, we see that God instructed Abraham to name his son Isaac, which means he laughs.
所以，在这个就业时候，亚伯拉罕生 Isaac 的时候，他的名字就是，等一下，
Yeah. And that's because Sarah laughed when she was told that she would have a child in her old age.
因为这个伊莱就代表喜乐。
Later in Genesis, we see that the names of Jacob and Esau were directly tied to their births.
那过一阵，我们看到，就是讲到后来的伊嫂跟他们的名字都意义。
The first was born covered in red hair. And was named Esau, which means hairy.
伊嫂的名字就是有很多的毛。
The second was born holding on to his brother's heel, so he was named Jacob, which means he grasps the heel.
第二位出生的就抓住前面那位伊嫂的白骨。所以他的名字就被取了。
And as we came to hear the stories of Jacob and Esau, we saw that those names. Describe their
所以
personalities.
我们知道雅各跟以扫他们的名字就形容了他们的个性。
So to know someone's name was not just to know what to call them.
所以我们知道人的名字不只是我们怎么样称呼他们，
It was like having a window into the very essence of their being.
可以会了解他们的人格、他们的个性。
And for the Hebrews, that's the way it was with God, too.
所以在希伯来的当年的时候的这个名字，就好像神的名字一样。
At the burning bush, Moses asks God how to answer the Israelites when they ask Moses the name of the one who sent them.
所以摩西在问神，他说：“我怎么样告诉人家，形容你的是怎么样的一位呢
And God's reply is, I am who I am.
所以神的回答就是：“我就是我。”
A unique and distinctive name.
非常独一无二的，
A name that fits the God of the universe.
只有这个创造宇宙的神才可以有这个名字。
And by sharing his name with Moses,
所以他跟他分，摩西分享他名字的时候，
God gave human beings access to the very essence of divinity.
所以他把这个名字跟摩西讲的时候，基本上就把这个名字给了所有世界上的一种福分。
God's name later came to be known as Lord.
所以他的名字后来就是变成主。
And each time the Hebrews called on the name of the Lord, they expressed their faith in the Creator God.
所以在希伯来人他们称主的时候，他们就是在形容一位创造宇宙的
And that's the same Jewish faith that Peter and John were raised in.
这就是同样的，在犹太这个场合中，约翰跟彼得就是这样长大。
But after they'd spent time with Jesus and seen his miracles and watched him be crucified and buried and resurrected,
当他们经过一段时间，看他怎么样传福音，然后怎么样拯救人，然后看他钉在十字架的时候，
Peter and John started calling Jesus Lord.
他们就开始称呼耶稣为主。
And as we just read, they also started performing miracles in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们称呼耶稣为主之后，你们也看到我们今天的经文上，他们也行出了神迹。
So let me revise the question I started off with just a little bit.
所以我先把我第一个问你们的问题稍微改一下。
What is in a name when the name is Jesus Christ?
耶稣这个名字到底是代表什么呢？
The record of the gospel believed the name of Jesus held power.
这些圣经的说耶稣的名字就代表全能。
And they had good reason to believe that.
那很多很多好的理由，为什么他们相信就是耶稣的名字就是全能。
In the Acts passage that we just read, we see a great example of the power of Jesus' name.
那我们刚才读的圣经的时候，我们看到耶稣这个名字，他的大能是非常的伟大。
We see it in the healing of the lame beggar by Peter and John.
好比他医治了这个讨钱的这位病人。
The beggar was well known to the people of Jerusalem.
那个讨钱的人非常了解犹太教的教规。
Because he had been crippled since birth.
他从小就已经残废了。
And every day he'd been placed at the temple gates to beg from people who were going into the temple courts for worship.
他每天都是在圣殿外面向人家讨食物。
So when beggar sees Peter and John, it's no surprise that he asks them for money.
所以这个乞丐看到彼得跟约翰之后，他就向他们要钱。
That's what he did every day.
那他每天都是做同样的，向人家讨钱。
He asked everyone for money.
他问每一个经过圣殿的人都向他们要钱。
But he had never gotten a reply like the one he got that day, Peter.
可是他从来没听过像耶稣给他的回答。
We just read this.
就是这样说。
Peter said,
耶稣说,
Silver and gold I have none.
金钱我没有。
But what I do have, I give to you.
可是我有的，我会赐给你们。
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk.
我们凭着耶稣基督的名站起来走路。
And everyone is amazed.
每个人都知道这个名字。
Most of all the beggar.
很多乞丐都知道这个名字。
He instantly jumped up, his feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk.
他马上站起来，他的踝部，他的腿，马上他就可以行走。
And he started jumping and praising God.
这是他又跳又跳舞的赞美神。
Remember, he had been crippled since birth.
你们要记得，他从出生他就是一个残废的。
And all of that because Peter invoked the name of Jesus Christ.
所有那些因为耶稣用了他的名字医治了他。
There's power in the name.
他有耶稣的名字是全能的。
If Peter had said, In the name of Peter of Jerusalem, walk.
如果彼得说，照彼得，耶稣拉整的彼得来医治你的话，
the man would have remained crippled.
如果用彼得的名字的话，这个乞丐还是会待在那里面，不能行走。
So, when it comes to Jesus,
所以我们谈到耶稣这个名字的时候，
the answer to the question, what is in a name?
我们这个回答，耶稣的名字代替。 到底代表什么？
Is power.
就是全能大能。
Amazing, divine, healing, transforming power.
医治非常奇妙，各种形容词都可以来解释耶稣这个宝贵的名字。
So my question to you this afternoon.
所以我今天下午再问你们这同样的问题。Do
we believe that today?
我们相信吗？
Do we believe that in our lives, in our world today?
我们相信在这个科学的时代，在我们现在生存的时代，我们相信耶稣的全能吗？
Do we believe Jesus Christ can work wonders?
我们相信耶稣基督可以做神迹吗？
Can do amazing, transformational, powerful things.
他可以改变任何一样事情。
Or have we tamed the name of Jesus?
或者我们把耶稣的名字稍微改淡一点。
Have we convinced ourselves?
我们可不可以告诉自己，让自己可以相信？
That even if invoking the name of Jesus worked miracles 2,000 years ago,
对耶稣的名字，如果2000年前就可以医治病人，让死人复活的话，
somehow his name doesn't have the same power today.
可能2000年之后，我们今天他的名字没有那么大的能力。
Is that what we think?
我们是不是这样想呢？
Invoking Jesus' name not only changed the lives of those who were healed,
用耶稣基督这个名字的大能，不但医治了那些病人，
but it also got the healers in trouble.
可是呢，帮他们医治的约翰跟彼得都陷入了犹太人的这个觉得他们不守规矩。
That's what we read in Acts chapter 4.
所以我们在这个使徒行传中间第四章的时候有讲的这些事情。
We're told the Jewish leaders were greatly disturbed.
犹太教的领导非常为这彼得跟约翰医治人非常的这个冒火。
Because the apostles were healing in Jesus' name.
因为耶稣的使徒在医治病人。
The apostles were also proclaiming that salvation is found in no one else.
这些使徒也是说，所有的救赎没有别人可以给我们。
For there is no other name under heaven by which we must be saved.
因为在天下没有另外一个名字可以给我们那么伟大的救赎。
The Jewish authorities could tell there was power in的 name of Jesus.
这犹太人的领导，他们知道耶稣这个名字有多大的能力。
So be warned.
所以我们警告你。
Calling on the name of Jesus might turn your world upside down.
如果我们呼求耶稣这个名字的话，我们可以改变这个世界。
The ones who walked with Jesus for 3 years would have us believe that salvation is found in no other name.
这些跟耶稣每天同行的使徒们，他们知道在耶稣名字以外没有救赎的能力。
And what does salvation mean?
这个救赎 salvation 到底什么意思呢？
It means forgiveness of sins.
就是赦免我们的罪。
A second chance after mistakes.
给我们第二次机会。
A fresh start.
给我们一个新的开始。
And an offer of eternal life after our time here on earth is over.
然后给我们永生，当我们离开这个世界的时候，我们有永生的盼望。
Do we still believe this?
我们相信吗？
Do we believe that the name of Jesus still has the power to work all those wonderful things in our life today?
我们相信耶稣这个宝贵名字，在今天这个科学时代还有这种权能吗？
In your culture, you know about the significance of names, don't you?
在中国文化中间，你们知道名字多么重要。
George tells me that all of you, you have Chinese names which hold significance.
George 告诉他，28 years ago, 每一个中国名字都有意义的。
George's Chinese name?
我的中国名
Li Ming Tong.
Li Ming Tong. 他发音很准吗？ Give me a hand.
Which means quick to understand.
是李通。
I think that's it. And a pianist today.
我们的钢琴家今天。
Tall and healthy.
Tall and healthy. 高健。
Yes, you can clap for that.
那你们也可以拍手啊。
So I asked you this afternoon.
就今下午我问你们。
What are some of the names that you answer to?
你们有什么人的名字你们是愿意跟随的吗？
What are some of the names that you have been called?
你们有没有人在你们面前你们背后叫你一些名字呢？
What are some of the names you call yourself?
你有没有什么名字自己称呼的呢？
When I was a child, We used to give some of the other kids nicknames. The names we gave our friends and the kids we liked, they were nice names or clever names or funny names. But I'm sorry to say there were some other names that we gave to kids that we didn't like. For the kids who weren't popular.
给他，让他们不会交到其他朋友。
And those names weren't clever or funny.
不是很好笑的，也不是很有智慧的。
They were usually mean or mocking.
非常的这个有讥笑的味道，也是这个有恶，比较恶性的名字。
Sometimes they were just plain cruel.
有的时候就是很残酷的叫人家的名字。
As an adult looking back, I regret some of the names I called other kids.
当我今天变成成人的时候，我是很后悔帮一些孩子们取了那些的名字。
And as adults, we now know better, don't we?
我们变成人呢，我们应该学到了这个功课。
But there are some names that seem to stick.
可是还有些名字，我们变成成人还是会用上。
Because names take on a power of their own.
这个名字帮人取了名字，就让人家有一个不同的形象。
There are some names that carry more weight than they should.
有些名字会给人家有重担。
As a pastor, I hear a lot of those names.
我做牧师的，我常常听到有人帮别人取名字。
They're the names we sometimes use to label other people.
我们所用一些名字去形容别人。
Unforgivable,
不能原谅的人,
ashamed,
羞耻的人,
unlovable,
不可爱的人,
abused,
被欺负的人,
divorced,
离过婚的人,
unemployed,
没工作的人,
sick, ill,
病人,
old, old. Some of these are the labels that others have used to describe us.
有很多这些我们听到别人用来形容另外一个人。
And some of them are the labels we've put on ourselves.
有的时候我们把这个形容自己。
But some of them have too much power.
有的名字有带了很多的力量。
And we've said, they are now our identity.
有的时候我们会把为了这个名字变成名字所要形容的人。
And if you find yourself in that position this afternoon,
如果你今天想到有这种经验的话,
I want to offer you again the name of Jesus.
我要建议你们要记得耶稣宝贵的名字。
Because there's still power in that name.
因为耶稣的名字是带全部的力量。
It's the power to give us a fresh start.
是他的能力让我们有个新的开始。
And a new identity.
让我们有个新的个性。
So, in the name of Jesus,
照耶稣宝贵的圣灵,
hear yourself called by a different name today.
让你们名字可以改。
Forgiven.
让你们可以原谅别人,
set free,
让我们可以
beloved,
爱人家,
healed,
可以医治人家,
cherished,
跟宝贵我们其他人的友谊,
redeemed,
然后我们可以帮人家悔改,
gifted,
然后跟人家建立一个好的关系,
wise,
说人家聪明,
saved.
咱们得救,
and remember this,
咱们记得,
there is no other name under heaven by which we must be saved.
这个天下没有另外一个名字。
And that was good news to the lame beggar 2,000 years ago.
所以对一个瘸腿的这个乞丐，这个名字。
And it's good news to us who need healing today.
同样的这个宝贵的名字对我们每个人的今天。
But there's one more thing.
这是另外一个事情。
The name of Jesus doesn't just have power for us as individuals.
耶稣这个宝贵的名字，不只是为我们每个人个人有大能。
The name of Jesus also has power in the body that he created, and that is his church.
耶稣的宝贵的圣名，不只是在我们个人，也是在我们的教会之间。
In the first century, the church of Jesus Christ was small.
在第四纪的时候，以耶稣为教会的教会是很少的。
It was struggling.
他们都在挣扎。
It was threatened.
他们被威胁。
Threatened by the power of Rome.
他们被罗马人威胁。
Threatened by the Jewish authorities.
他们被犹太教威胁。
But by the name of Jesus, the church didn't just survive, it thrived.
可是靠着主耶稣宝贵的圣灵，不但没有被毁坏，而且继续成长。
We read earlier today that the Jewish authorities were afraid of what would happen if Peter and John kept preaching in the name of Jesus.
我们刚才读到，这是犹太人的领袖，他们看到彼得跟约翰用基督耶稣的名字是有多么的，对他们来讲是多么的威胁。
So the authorities commanded them to speak no longer to anyone in Jesus' name.
所以这个犹太人的领袖不准他们提起耶稣基督宝贵的名字。
Peter and John disobeyed.
彼得跟约翰没有听他们的话。
They couldn't help themselves.
他们没有办法可以自主。
Even in the face of threats.
虽然他们被犹太人威胁。
Even in a time of confusion and despair.
因为就是在这种非常当时非常混乱的这种状况之下。
When Jesus' disciples were being tortured and killed.
耶稣的门徒他们被处罚或者被杀。
Even when the early church was facing persecution.
就是早年的这些使徒他们被受各种折磨。
It was the name of Jesus that gave the power to heal, to transform, and to save.
可是他们靠着耶稣基督宝贵的圣灵来医治他、安慰他们，也解救他们当时的痛苦。
And that's the same today.
那样的时候，今天我们可以得到同样的结果。
For this church,
我们这个教会，
for CPC,
about CPC的教会。
For every church that worships the name of Jesus.
每一个教会，如果我们依靠耶稣基督宝贵的圣灵，
churches are composed of very human people.
教会是很多属人的人。
We're flawed, we're imperfect, we're broken.
我们不是完全的，我们是破碎的人。
But our foundation is not.
可是我们教会的基础，
Our foundation is the solid rock of Jesus Christ.
我们教会的基础是耶稣基督的磐石。
And it's on Christ alone who we are called to stand.
我们是靠耶稣基督的名，让我们可以做圣徒。
There's a great hymn I love. It says, On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand.
我们他最喜欢一首歌，就是耶稣的基督，我们建立我们的关系。
That's the word of Jesus to us today.
今天我们耶稣基督宝贵的名字应该是我们的基础。
And this holy meal that we're about to share,
当我们享受这个圣餐的时候，
the Lord's Supper,
耶稣的圣餐，
it's a reminder that even in our human frailty, we've been given the power of Jesus Christ.
虽然我们人是多么的软弱，可是这个圣餐的意义就是给耶稣给了我们有更大的能力。So
through this meal,
当我们接受圣餐的时候，
Jesus gives us his broken body and his shed blood.
耶稣赐给我们他破碎的身体，他宝贵的血。So
that we could have strength and power.
让我们的生命中有能力。
To proclaim his name.
让我们可以追求他的圣灵，
and to live out our faith,
让我们可以高举活出他给我们的信心，
in the world that he gave his life to save.
他为了他 我们世界上的人牺牲了他自己的生命。
Thanks be to God. Amen.
感谢主，阿门。